This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Budget session of Parliament will begin today, with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of budget session in the Parliament. Yesterday, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of Parliament session. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issue of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 tomorrow. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the people to bet on India when it comes to space sector. In social media post, Mr. Modi shared country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. The government has announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that the compared to global model costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly in full swing. Prominent leaders of major political parties are conducting public meetings, roadshows and rallies to seek votes in favor of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Rohini and Wajipur areas yesterday. Addressing a gathering in Rohini, Mr. Shah promised that 2,500 rupees would be given to the women of the city if voted to the power. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attacked Mr. Kejriwal on issues including pollution in Yamuna River, the alleged liquor scam and others. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal accused Congress Party of working with BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. The Judicial Commission set up by Uttar Pradesh government to find the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat, Prayagraj today. The commission will look into the cause and circumstances of the incident and submit its report within 1 month, along with the recommendations to prevent similar events in the future. The 3-member commission is headed by retired Allahabad High Court Judge Harsh Kumar. US President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in mid-air collision between American airline flight carrying 64 people and a US Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Speaking at the news conference at the White House, President Trump stated that the cause of crash is still under investigation. 8 more hostages, including 3 Israeli and 5 Thai nationals, were released from the captivity in Gaza in the third round of hostage prisoner swap under the ceasefire agreement between Palestinian group and Israeli aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. Meanwhile, Israeli authorities have begun the release of 110 Palestinian prisoners after initial delays. In badminton, former world number 1 Kidambi Srikanth and Shankar Subramaniam advanced to men's single quarterfinal of the Thailand Master Tournament in Bangkok yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.